you, Jesus. Before we do anything else, we just want to glorify the Lord and lift him up right now. Thank you, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. We just want to lift you up and glorify you right now, God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There is none other that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God, and we just want to bless you and lift you up on this morning and tell you just how much we appreciate you, God. We just want to reverence you and exalt you on today, God, as being the sole source of the very essence of our being. We just want to outpour ourselves on today, Father God, that you may be able to get all the glory and the honor, that we can get your attention on this morning, God. We want to lift our hands on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give you all the glory and all the praise, God. We want to bow down to you on this morning, God, because you are worthy, God, and there is nobody else that is more worthier than you, God. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship on today, God. We don't want to be too modest and too cute, God. We don't want to worry about who here and who ain't. We don't want any loco see, I get a loco shut now. Oh, God, but we want to exalt you on today, God. We want to tell you that we love you right now, God. We want to tell you that we appreciate you right now, God. We're not going to worry about anything that's going on outside of this sanctuary. We're not going to worry about anything that happened on yesterday. We're not going to think about anything that was conversated about. But right now, God, we're going to concentrate on you. We're going to look unto you. We're going to seek your face right now, God, because we know that if we are in your presence, God, we are in a safe place. We know that if we are in your presence, God, none of this stuff can enter in and discombobulate our thoughts. None of this stuff will cause us to have a hard heart. So right now, God, we want to bless you with the fruit of our lips, because that's why you created us. We want to bless you with the clapping of the hands, because that's what you don't go see. We want to bless you with the stomping of the feet. We want to give it to you on today, God, with every morsel and every fiber in our being. Oh, God. Oh, God. You are worthy, Lord. We are not mindful to give it to you enough. We don't give it to you enough, God. But we want to give it to you right now. We want to acknowledge you right now as being all sovereign and all powerful. You are omnipotent and you are omnipresent. You are He was, who is, and who is to come. There's nobody that is greater than you, God. There's nobody that can compare. There's nobody that is equal. So we're going to magnify you on today. And we're going to lift you up. Because you said that if we lift you up, you will draw us just a little bit closer. And we want to be closer to you, God. We want to be so close, God, that we can feel the breath that you breathe, God. We want to lay at your feet, Jesus. Oh, God. We want to give you our best. Oh, Lord, we want to give you our best because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. There's nobody that can compare. There's nobody that is equal. There's nobody that can stand before you, God. And if you be for us, God, can't nobody even stand against us, Lord. You're so powerful, God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. You're so great, God, that even in the midst of it all, you say it's going to work out for our good. Oh, God, and we bless you on today. And we tell you that we love you. We tell you that we adore you. We tell you, Father God, that you mean any and everything unto us right now, Father, and if by chance we have it. We want to apologize, Lord. If by chance, Lord, we have did anything. We want to tell you we're sorry, God. And we want to empty out all this stuff. We want to empty out all this stuff, Father God, that causes us to dwell on the past. We want to empty out all this stuff, God, that causes us to be in a place of fear. We want to empty out all this stuff, Father God, that causes us to be in a place of doubt. We want to empty out all this stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be in that same state that we were when you trying to allow us to pass over it, God. Oh, God, we want to give it all to you right now because you said, Lord, that we ought to cast all our cares at you because you care for us. Oh, God, so we're going to give you that concern today. Ah! We're going to give you that worry, God. We're going to give you that thing that's so heavy on our heart, God, that we don't not even know how to let it all go see. Because some of these things, Lord, we are praying about, God, and we still haven't seen on the go see. Some of these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but it's still, God, ain't that your go see. So we're going to give it all to you right now. Every ache and pain that we have, God. Every issue in our marriages and in our home. Every problem in our relationships and on the jobs, God. All the stuff that causes us to be wrapped up and consumed, God. We're giving it all to you right now, God. We dare not allow fear to prevent us, Father God, from going in and possessing what you have already portioned to us, Lord. We dare not allow our own selves, God, to stagnate our own selves and sabotage our own will, Goosey. Oh, God, so I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Help us to understand your words, God. Help us to understand, Father God, he got that local sea, I get a local sea, I am on my channel. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may enter into your rest, that we may enter into your peace, that we may enter into, Father God, the inheritance that you have already declared and decreed, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And sever any and everything in our lives, our hearts, our minds, and even our bodies that's hindering us, Father God, from passing over, Lord. Help us on today, God. We come to your coffee, I hear the local shutdown. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, like we never, ever needed you before. Oh, God, so I'm asking you to help us right now, God. Help us right now, God, as we as we write down all these things, God, as we put this stuff on the altar, God, as we put these things on the well and wrong, God, as we put these things at your feet and before you, Father God, I'm asking you to consider and remove any hidden motives or any into your course. Oh, God. Let not us be boasting, but settle us on today, God. Settle us on today, Lord. Help us, God. I'm standing in the gap for us all on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus and every Nino Gosia. I'm standing in the gap right now, God, because you know each and every last one of us name by name. You know the hairs in our head. You know what we need and what we don't need and how much of it that we will need, God. I'm asking you to give us a heart of acceptance on this morning, Father God, that we may be your confidence. Give us a mind to understand on today, Father God. He got there on my mind, that we may be able to enter into the new and leave in the old behind, God. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. Go down each and every last one of these pews, God, and do what you do best. Simply see about your people and camp your angels in here, God. Minister to us on today. Let your glory train. Who God be in his place? Oh, God. Help us to receive every blessing you deserve, Lord. Oh, God, do it all today, God. And remove any jealousy, envious, and backbite, tell Mary and cover this life. She's malicious and say there ain't any bitterness born against your mother that she did anything. Foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, for now thinking, wagging their head, judging God. Remove these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that easily be set, Lord, because we want to get it right this time. We want to do it right this time, Lord. He got there, local. We want to do it right this time. Help us on today, Lord. Help us on today, Lord. Hiya, mama, little local. Oh, God. So, I gotta share with y'all what the Lord been sharing with me all morning long. Oh. We as people have a tendency of being jealous of one another, thinking and believing that a thing can't happen or it won't happen because it hasn't happened. It is so hard for me to stop crying. I've been crying all morning and been trying to be a big girl. So much for you guys. Oh my God, if I could just share and show y'all the things that he showed me today. He wants to give you guys every promise that he ever spoke, written, or even giving you a vision of. He wants to. He wants to give it to us so bad. Until when he opened up this revelation to me this morning, I broke down. This year, he has been equipping us with sermons and teachings on Tuesday. That would not just give us the ability, but the access to acquire anything that we want, baby. You hear what I say? Anything. When I say anything, I mean anything. Higher than go see. God is limitless, y'all. There's not one thing that you can't even think and he won't give it to you. He's been giving us the tools and the access to acquire these things. So ain't nobody got no reason to be jealous of nobody else. Coveting, getting mad and bitter, or even angry with God, because it's a season and a time. I'm going to prove it to you. He told me today, no, I'm going to start back 3 days ago. And it's what he said to me when I got up. As soon as I woke up, he said, study the book of Joshua. I say, okay. Okay. and powerful. Y'all listen to this. The Bible declares that God allowed his people to walk on dry land two times. Two times. Listen to this revelation. He allowed us to walk on dry land was when Moses led the people into the wilderness. See, we think of the wilderness as a dry place. I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but I can't help it. The name of the sermon today is Exiting the Wilderness. And then it's a colon. And then it's three more words. The Passing Over. Let me tell y'all a revelation that he gave me concerning Moses and Joshua. See, Joshua was one of the ministers under Moses. Moses was considered a prophet and a man that led God's people into, listen to what I'm saying, listen to every word I'm saying right now, into the wilderness. When he lifted up his arms and the Red Sea parted, the Bible says he led them in. Are y'all paying attention? The Red Sea on dry land. He led them in. The second person, the Bible says that I gotta calm down, y'all. Let me gather myself. Because this thing is rich. It done ministered to me. And if my eyes ain't never been open to his words, open today. The second person, or the second time that the land dried up for the people. See, the Red Sea was real big and real long. Okay? It took them all night long, 24 hours, to get across it. But they had to go in. See, sometimes you got to go in some things to be able to come out of it. Are y'all following me? Okay. The second time they went over dry land. And I say this all the time. I say, I'm going to be right there at that bank, y'all. I say, and when I get to the bank, I say, when I go over, I ain't coming back to get nobody. Y'all know how I be saying that all the time. The second time, they got to dry land, and God split some water open. The first time it was a big old sea and it ran deep. It was deep. See, a sea is real deep. It got depth to it. Okay. Y'all getting it? The sea has so much depth to it until it's, even now, scientists can't even go all the way to the bottom of the sea. Because they don't have the right equipment to do so. Okay. The next body of water was the Jordan River. Rivers are not as deep as seas. Are y'all getting it? So, you don't have to go in, but you can pass over. Okay. See, When Moses lifted up his hand and that water cracked, they had to go in some things. Joshua, when he got to it, the Bible says, let the priest and the ark go in first. And when they get to the brink, right at the bank of the water, and when it touched their feet, tell them to go in and I'm a party. And when I party, they gonna be standing up on something. Are y'all following me thus far? Exiting your wilderness, the passing over. See, when the people was in the wilderness, they had to understand some things. See, when people think that we in the wilderness, let me explain to y'all what he said to me this morning. He said they think that it's a dry place, and it's a, yeah, it is. But if you think about it, the wilderness is a place where ain't nobody else is. It ain't. See, sometimes God gotta separate you from some people and some folk. And while you thinking that you are in that wilderness or in that dry place or in that alone place, you is in a place that's necessary in order for you to get to the next. Let me prove it. We're going to first go to the book of Joshua. Exiting the wilderness, the passing over, to exit. It's the act of leaving a place often for another. It's a place or a means of going out. The wilderness is an empty or pathless area or region. It's wild or cultivated state. Was not the people in a wild state when they was in the wilderness? Was not they in a state of disobedience and doing what they want to do, how they want to do that? Was they not in a state of holding on to the old, being conformed to the things that they used to do? See, because when Jesus, we don't talk about Jesus yet. I told y'all I get ahead of myself. So, the Bible says that God wanted them to come up out of that state. They was already in there for 400 years. In the midst of them being in there for 400 years, they had picked up some habits. They had picked up some things, and they got real comfortable, and they was privileged. Why was they privileged? They were so privileged until when God separated them from that old lifestyle, from that old way, they started complaining while they was in that place that was in discomfort. They started complaining, oh, I want some meat. We ain't got no water. We ain't got this. We got, but first and foremost, what we need to understand in the midst of God, it's a Bible, it's a scripture in the Bible, Matthew chapter 6, it says this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. Okay? So, before they came out of Egypt and Moses went there, he said, okay, God said that he finna get ready to do this. So y'all need to do this and y'all need to do that. And y'all, he had already started what? Say preparing. See, God got to prepare us for certain other things before we can pass over. We got the first exit from the wilderness. So we are in a state of that wilderness mentality. We got a wilderness mentality, y'all. We don't want to stop doing what we want to do, how we want to do it. And even though it's written for us not to do it, we still do that thing that we don't want to do. Even though it has been constantly told to us, preached to us, taught to us, we done read it, we done heard it, we done saw it, we done even created up our own stuff. We still have not entered into that place of passing over. So we still got that wilderness mentality. And what is that wilderness mentality? Oh, he brought us out here so that we can die. Oh, I don't think we're better. He told me, he said, listen to this. I'm finna give y'all some laws, some precepts, and some concepts, and I want y'all to do it this way and that way and this way and that way. And then, and most of all, the very first thing I want y'all to do is love me with all your heart, body, mind, soul, and with all your might. Don't worship nothing and nobody else. So he was giving them all these rules and all these, because they did not even know that they were sinning. They thought it was okay because of what? The lifestyle that they had just been severed from. Because the Egyptians, they killed the kids for sacrifices. They worship other gods. They was doing all manner of stuff. What they wanted to do. So God said, okay, I want to get, my people ain't fit to do this. Come on, I'm fit to get them out. Now, mind you, they only got in that position from what? Disobedience. The Bible declares, if y'all read it, the Bible declares that the reason why they went into captivity was what? Disobedience. He let them suffer. He said it. He said when they troubles come upon them, I'm just going to look at them. When they problems overtake them, I'm just going to look at them. Because they're so disobedient. They don't want to do. They don't want to act. They don't want, they stiff neck and they hard heart. I read all this stuff. I read all this stuff, y'all. He says, this is what told Moses, I'm going to take them out of there. In the midst of me taking them out of there, I'm going to separate them. I'm going to put them in the wilderness. I'm going to put them in a place where ain't nobody else or can't nobody else live. That dry place. See, because ain't no water in the wilderness. What can grow? Ain't no place. The only thing that can happen in the wilderness is what? Death. Because it ain't no food and it ain't no water. So, we still got that wilderness mentality. Why? Because we won't let some things die. We want to hold on. I'm grown. But can't nobody tell me what to do. I'm doing what I want to do. Or something said, or something done, or a conversation, you get an attitude, you get pride, you start lying, you start deceiving, you start manipulating, and then you get angry with them and go off on them. I'm just saying. Okay. So why do we got that wilderness mentality? Because we want everything at our feet. Now, even though they were getting abused, even though they was getting whipped, even though they was getting killed, they had everything they wanted. They had a shelter. They was eating the fat of the lambs. They was, they had any and everything that they wanted. Now, mind you, let me tell you how that scripture, Matthew 6, take place and take part in this. The Bible says that the Lord said, I want y'all to get up out of this mess. I want y'all to come unto me. Okay, y'all listening? This is the kicker. The Bible says that when they got ready to leave, the Egyptians gave them clothes, jewelry, shoes, food, and the pots to cook it in. So is that not the provision? Everything that they need to go where? He gave them everything that they need to go and where? The wilderness. He had to separate them from anybody and everything in order to kill some things that they had already birthed out. Okay. It wasn't easy for them. It wasn't easy for them. Because they kept on doing it. And they kept on. And then the Lord said, you know what? Maybe if I encourage them and tell them what I'm going to do next, they may act right. So he say, if you do this and you do that, he say, I am going to take you into a land flowing with milk and honey. So that's a promise, right? That's a promise. If you do what I say and seek my face, all else gonna be added on to you. That you ain't gonna have to worry about no food, no clothes, no. You ain't got to worry about any of that because I said, God, I said that if your ways please me, I am not gonna withhold no good thing from you. That, did you hear what I say? Okay, let's go to the book of Joshua, y'all. I want to give y'all some history about this exiting the wilderness, the passing over. See, Moses led them in, but Joshua led them over. In order for you to get over or get past some things, what do pass mean? It's to move in a path so as to approach and continue beyond something. To pass is to go or make one's way through. It's to go uncensored, unchallenged, or unseemly and unnoticed. It's to go from one quality, state, or form to another. To pass is to go from the control, the ownership, or possession of one person or group to that of another. It's to advance or develop beyond. To pass. It's to go through something such as a test successfully. It's to cause or enable to go. It's the state of being actual or complete. To pass is to come to the knowledge of something by what? Living through it. We're talking about exiting the wilderness, the passing over. What is over? It's beyond some quality limit or normal, often by a specified amount or to a specified degree. It's higher than. You pass it over. So you're going to be in a different state of mind. I'm going to prove all this stuff to y'all. Listen to this. It's higher than. On or to the farther side of. To the opposite side of. From one side to another. From beginning to end. So in order. See, we already know we're in the wilderness right now. So we got to get out of that wilderness mentality. So in order for us to get out of that wilderness mentality, we got to get out of that mentality of doing what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we will, sometimes we won't. We got to get out of that mentality of that get back spirit and that vengeful spirit. We got to get out of that mentality of not submitting ourselves unto the Lord. We got to get out of that mentality of not casting our cares on him and always putting our hands to it and still ain't seeing no results. We got to get out of that mentality of the norm. The thing that we think that we should do. The thing that we think is the right to do because this will happen or that will happen and it still won't happen like that. See, we got to get out of that wilderness mentality and complaining. Wanting more. Now, you can't get the more because you already in what you can't handle. You can't handle what he already trying to give you. But you, so you got to get out of that wilderness mentality. Because if you stay in that wilderness mentality, you'll never be able to go over and you'll still be in. See, we don't want to stay in. I don't want to stay in. We want to go over. How do you go over? I'm going to tell you Joshua chapter 1. Let's go to verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to thee, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So in other words, you ain't got to remind him of what he done already promised you, because he done already said that he was going to do it. So you got to get out of that wilderness state of mind. You still in there when God want to take you over. And so how can you get to that place of getting over? Listen. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. So in other words, he's talking about the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Insites, the Oversites, the Undersites. It don't matter what it is that you may think that you see out of your own vision and your sight. He said, I'm going to take you over that. So in other words, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So he never said that it wasn't going to form. He said it wasn't going to prosper. So he already got me in it. So I know he's going to take me what? past it. He's going to take me through it. He's going to take me over. See, in order for you. Okay, listen to this. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land. So in other words, let's go another right there. He's trying to tell us right now, first and foremost, is I already done promised you some things. I have not just promised you some things. I have declared it and I have decreed it. You just got to believe it. And in doing so, when I bless you, divide your inheritance, you got to bless somebody else. You could, he say, divide the inheritance. See, because you ain't gonna have no reason to be jealous of me because I'm giving you some. You ain't got to covet after what I got because I'm. You ain't got to be mad because you ain't getting it. You better get that residue. The residue better than. I didn't tell y'all I used to be a dope fiend. I didn't tell y'all that. So when we used to get high, I used to crunch up the cocaine and put it on weed and smoke it. And in the midst of it, the paper would get real brown. That was called a residue. So I ain't throw away my tails because the residue was better than the. Y'all ain't getting it. Y'all. So. When they used to put the boulders inside that pipe, and then the oil be running down that pipe, and the residue, let it all melt. Just let it melt and sit in the bottom of the bowl, like the bowl. The residue is about, you know how you do them, they call it, what y'all call it today? The big bowl that you put the weed in. The you know the big thing. Y'all ain't stupid. All us the guy. I don't know what. Now mind you, what's the best of it all? The residue. You get high off of that because you. The more you cough, the higher you get. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, y'all know I want y'all to really get it. See, because we be walking around here thinking and believing that, oh, they got this and they got that, and I'm mad, sad. That. No, you better grab a hold to. Okay. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So why are you scared? Why are you scared? Y'all heard about the stories of Moses. How many times they came up against him and plotted and did this and did that. That man was not scared to do nothing but one thing. What was the one thing Moses was scared to do? Talk. He said, Lord, you sending me and I'm a man of slow speech. He had a stammering tongue. He stuttered. He said, you complaining about something. I'm telling you to go and do that. Listen to this. He said, okay, I'm going to send your brother. He going to talk for you. How about that? Now is you going to go? Is you going to? See, when God start declaring and decreeing some things over your life, he wants you to know that he's putting you in a place of holiness. So just as he told Moses to take your shoe off, because where you stand is holy ground, guess what? When that angel came to talk to Joshua, the Bible says he told him, hey, take them shoes off. You're on holy ground. Come on, let me help you out. Let me tell you how you have overcome some things. So, how? See, again, Moses led them into the wilderness. We got to get out of that wilderness mentality. But Joshua led them over. How did we, what is the wilderness mentality? The Bible says that God wanted each and everybody, the thousands and thousands of people that he brought out of Egypt to go over the Jordan River. He told them to prepare themselves. So he had them consecrate. He had them recognize. Listen, they could only recognize their sin if he brought it to them. So when God bringing you your air, recognize it. Don't run from it. Don't get mad at it. Don't think you could do. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself because that's a whole nother scripture. I'm getting to. That's Hebrews. Y'all know we're going to Hebrews 2. Listen to this. The Bible says that as he brought these things to them, he said, I want y'all to do this. But they did all this stuff. I told y'all everything that they were still doing and how they was complaining and doing what they want to do. The Bible says this right here. He said, okay, I'm finna prepare them. Because even in spite of them being them, I got to show them even the more that I'm a promise keeper. So he said, Moses, send some spies over there. And let them come back and bring them proof that what I said I was going to do, I'm going to do it. And this is what I'm going to give you. See, God will show you the vision, baby. He'll make it completely plain to you. Now, he may not tell you how you're going to get to it, but he sure will lead you to it. Did y'all hear what I said? So in the midst of it, they went, came back. And they had all this stuff. The Bible says that when they was bringing back them grapes, they were so big, they couldn't carry them by themselves, that they had to put it on a stick, and and two men had to carry one cluster of grapes. Just one cluster, y'all. Yeah. So that's a whole lot. Listen to this. The Bible says that in the midst of, this was so deep to me this morning. He said they came back. And it was only one that said, we can take it. And then it was another that said, we can take it. It was two. The other ones was like, Y'all listening? We can't take. It's a whole bunch of giants over there. It's a whole bunch of people over there, and they got all kind of war tools, and they going to kill us. They going to squash us. They going to do this, and they going to do that. Joshua say, this is what the Bible say. Don't pay them no mind. We can take it because we got God. I know I ain't the only one that caught that, did I? See, when Joshua allowed the people to come behind him and cross over, when Joshua allowed the people to come behind him and cross over, it was still some challenges over there, baby. They still had to stay. The first city that they came to was a walled city. It was a city that was protected by a wall and they could not get in. It was a city that was not only protected by a wall, but it was a high, great wall that they could not even get over. They only could go through a gate. But because this wall was so great and there were so many giants and lions and tigers and so many things that made them afraid because of what they saw, they could not cross over because they still had that what? Wilderness mentality. They were scared. Get out your wilderness mentality. What you scared of? He says, be not afraid nor dismayed, because I will not forsake you. I ain't gonna leave you, and I'm always with you. So when you are dismayed, that means it's something that causes you to shake. It's something that causes you to be afraid of. It's something that causes you to have a strain on your brain that you think that you cannot overcome it. Because if I go towards it, then I don't know what the outcome going to be. So instead of me going forward, I'm going backwards. Did I say we had to break, y'all? That wilderness mentality. Exiting the wilderness, the passing over. Listen, he said it again. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shall I divide for an inheritance in land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only, here we go again, be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. He said, only be thou strong and very. So in other words, stand even in spite of what it look like. In other words, don't be afraid. Be courageous. When you doing something courageous, you doing something what? Out of the normal. Something that's unusual. Something that ain't talked about or impossible. Come on, somebody. Somebody getting it, ain't it? I know I ain't the only one that feel this thing. He said be courageous. So in other words, you ain't gonna doubt. You ain't gonna fear. And you ain't gonna hesitate. And you dare not compromise. Because you already know he with me. He going to make sure. Let me go a little further. I'm getting ahead of myself. Listen. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou go. What do prosper mean? This is finna blow y'all. Listen. To become strong and flourishing, to cause to succeed or thrive, to grow vigorously, to reach a desired level of accomplishment. Listen. Okay. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou go. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. What does meditate mean? To engage in mental exercise for the purpose of reaching a heightened level of spiritual awareness. So I'm going to be aware of these devices, these tricks, the fiery darts, the things that try to come and consume me in my mind. Because I'm meditating on some things. And if I'm meditating on some things that he written, I already know that it's got to happen, because it's necessary in order for me to be what? Heightened spiritually. And if I'm heightened spiritually, who can stand before me if God with me? Why? I'm an overcomer. I'm not going to conquer, but he said I'm more than a conqueror. I'm not a failure. What I told y'all, God is a God of succession. Let me prove it. He says, for then, I'm going to start at 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in it. So just be obedient. That's it. If he tell you to do something, just do it. If you submit yourself under the mighty hand of God, that means casting all your cares at his feet, giving them every worry and concern. You ain't got to worry about the high types of Jebusites, the Jews, the insight, the folk. You ain't got to worry about all that. All you got to do is what he say do, because this is what. Look. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous. And then thou shalt have what? Good success. God is a God of success and not failure. Did y'all hear what? Why are you afraid to step out and be an entrepreneur? Oh, ain't nobody going to do it. Baby, God already got some people lined up. He had Rahab lined up for the spies when they went in, baby. They wanted to kill him. Knew that they had entered in. And in the midst of, the Bible says she let him down. She lied and covered to the men of God so that they... Is y'all getting it? Is y'all getting it? Because listen to this. I'm going to say it again. It's the first thing you have me to say to y'all. There's absolutely nothing that you want or desire from God that you can't have in this life. You ain't got to wait to get to heaven and be in a mansion. You, a mansion too big for you anyway when you're living alone. So who you going to share it with? You, okay, let me go back up here. Listen to this. He said, have not I commanded you? Now, I'm not just telling you. I'm not just saying. I'm commanding you. Be strong. Stand firm. And of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So it does not matter. Listen. flip some pages. We finna go to Joshua 5. Let me tell y'all something. Joshua 3. This is it right here. I got to say this one little scripture in 3. The Bible says when they had a clean Passover. Oh, chapter 4. This is what the Bible says. And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan that the Lord... See, if we still got that wilderness mentality, we cannot pass over the Jordan River because we still dirty. What is dirt? That wilderness mentality, that complaining, that lost hope, that want this and want that, that jealousy, covenants, doing all manner of evil. I already said that I ain't finna re-preach because y'all got it right. So we still got that wilderness mentality. What is that? Non-belief. They did not believe. They did not believe. So until the last straw, God just couldn't take them on. He already done proved to them. He already done showed them. He done already done told them. He said, now I want you to see it can come into actuality. And they was afraid. They was scared. Even though he kept on telling them. He said, you know what? They ain't going. I'm not even fit to let them taste it. They could see it, but they can't taste it. And what happened to Moses, the one that took him out? Because he was supposed to go over too. Y'all know why he couldn't go over? Because he got mad at the folk because they wouldn't get it. And because his bitterness and anger with the people caused him to be disobedient. Y'all better read that book. He didn't get over there either. It was only 2 of them that went. It was only 2 of them that went. Why? Because of their unbelief. Because of their disobedience. Because of their complaining. Because of their want this and want that. The jealousy, the evil, the wicked. Because of all the stuff that he separated them from. That he tried to separate it out of them. And they still don't want to do. So what is all these things that he want to separate? Any and everything that's written in that book. God got to cut some things out of us. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. Come on, Joshua 5. Joshua 5. We're going to start at verse 2. This thing blew me. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. He always giving us chance after chance after chance, ain't he? He keep on doing. He keep on allowing us to begin again, and we still, y'all. We so stiff-necked and hard-hearted. And if y'all read the story of Joshua, everything that I'm saying and talking to y'all now is right here. This is what he said. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. The foreskin is something that you got to pull back, right? See, sometimes you got to pull back. Sometimes, y'all, you got to pull back from some stuff, from some people, from some environment, from some thoughts, from some actions, from some reactions. Listen, this is what he said. I'm going to start from the top. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make these sharp knives and circumcise again, the children of Israel, the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the what? Foreskin. And this is the reason why. This is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now, all the people that came out were circumcised. But all the people that were born in the wilderness, by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land which the Lord sware unto their fathers, that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. If it's flowing with milk and honey, then that's a whole lot of stuff to drink and eat. So why are you worrying about where you're going to eat, what you're going to sleep with? What? And their children whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them by the way. Listen to this, y'all. And it came to pass when they had done circumcisions, all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. See, sometimes you got to be still and let God be God. And you stop being you. Because if you keep on being you, you're not allowing him to cut some things out. Okay, look. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away, that's pulling back some things, right? Have I rolled away the reproach, you listen, of Egypt from off of you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto the. He got to cut some things off your. Look, what is reproach? To express disappointment in or displeasure with a person for a conduct that is blameworthy or in need of amendment. What is reproach? A cause of shame. What do I always say? Y'all better confess these things without any shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation, or doubt. Y'all better. What is it? An often public or formal expression of disapproval. The state of having lost the esteem of others. We lose our respect with God when we be disobedient. Listen. To criticize someone severely or angrily, especially for personal failures, is to criticize someone usually gently so as to correct a fault. He said this thing. After they passed over. See, you got to pass over some things in order to come into your inheritance or to receive, said, my portion. Do everybody want their portion? I want my portion. I want my portion of any and everything that God has for me. I want my portion of any and everything that he have already declared and decreed. I want my part. He said that if your ways pleases me, I will not withhold no good thing from you. So what do we got to do? We got to allow his word. He said, you got to keep my commandments. You got to meditate on them. Okay, so in keeping the commandments, do that mean that we're not going to sin? No. It does not mean that we're not going to sin. Because we was born in shame. See, God want to make us whole. How he want to make us whole? He want to get us back to our original state. What is our original state? I just taught this. Somebody better say it. Good. When God created us, after he got finished, he said what? He wanted us to get back to our original goodness. But because of the fall of man, we was born and shaped in some stuff that was not approved by God. And because it was not approved by God, he wanted to cut some things out. Hebrews, y'all. Let's go to Hebrews. I told y'all this is that. Let's go to Hebrews. I done gave y'all the history. I done told y'all how we did. What's the name of this sermon? Exiting the wilderness. The passing over. See, we got to pass over some things. We cannot pass over some. See, and I'm going to say it again. Moses led the Israelites in. Joshua led them over. So if you got to get over that attitude. You got to get over that hurt and that pain, that unforgiveness. You got to get over some things in your life. You got to get over being you. You got to get over acting like you. You got to, because it ain't pleasing. We lose respect from God when we do the contrary of what he said. And so when he comes to us and he corrects us or gives us instructions, or tell, why is he telling us all these things? Because he's trying to get you over and beyond. What is going over? Getting to a better place than where you are. Doing a better thing than what you normally do. Stepping out of the norm in the comfort zone. Because it's uncomfortable to be happy when you always sad. Some people try to be happy, baby, and then when it, the least little thing, then they write back. Go back in your wilderness. You stay on over there because I'm crossing over. How am I crossing over? The joy of the Lord is my strength. I mean, we get to this place and to this point that we got this wilderness mentality until we think and believe that, oh, it'll happen for somebody else and not me. Then that's it. What you think, so shall you be. Because I just read, God is a God of succession. He is not a God of failure. If he sit up here and he gave you a vision, he done made it plain, you write that thing down and then you go forward in it. What do you even have me to say? All these sermons for this year, y'all, you better move forward. You better leave that past in the past. He wants you to pass over it. Get past that hurt, that pain, and simply forgive. Because forgive rewards some stuff. You'll get into a place, baby, until you're looking at your own self like, oh, I get here. I was just there. Yeah, that spiritual enhancement, enlightenment, your perspective done changed, your attitude done changed, your outlook done changed, and you done learned how to simply shut up. Because sometimes you got to be quiet. The Bible says so. Be slow to speak. Look, in your shutting up, you ain't mad and you ain't bewildered in your mind. You ain't racing. You ain't overthinking. You ain't underthinking. Hey, shoot, you ain't even thinking at all. You just laid back, floating the boat. I mean, seriously, that wilderness mentality, it has to be cut. It has to be severed. If it will not be severed, we will stay in that dry place. We're going to stay in that. Because you cannot cultivate absolutely nothing in the wilderness. And if God do not give you the water to moisten something, because that's what he did. He gave them things. Everything that they needed, and they was in the wilderness. This is how God worked. That's what he just said. He said, tell them again. So this is what I'm going to tell you. He was taking them to a dry place. A place that was not cultivated. And you cannot live in the wilderness because there's no food and water. He prepared them to go there. How? By making sure they had everything they needed even before they got there. The Egyptians gave them everything that they needed. Gave them clothes. They gave them pots and pans. They told them, even take your lambs, your goats, that's all they did. Take your stuff and get out. Way too excel. I had to do that one. Take your stuff, baby, and get out. Sometimes you got to get out of your own wilderness. But tell the devil, you can take your stuff and get out. What do the devil own in me? If he got you in a place of depression, that belongs to the devil. If he got you in a place of anger, that belongs to the devil. If he got you in a place of sadness or bewitchment or anxiety or whatever it is, anything that's contrary to the will and to the God, that belongs to the devil, y'all. That ain't got nothing to do with God. Absolutely nothing. Now, if you want to kill yourself, we know that belongs to the devil, because he said, I came that you have may have life to have it more abundantly. If he wants you to have life, that means in abundance. That's a long time, sure. And a lot of it. Anything that's contrary to the will and the way of God is in a wilderness state. You cannot grow. We need to mature. We need to mature naturally as well as spiritually. And not every time somebody coming and trying to chop your neck off, you duck and then try to chop theirs off. I'm just saying, because I just saw it. You know, we know how to shift it. You try to hit me, jump back, and we duck and try to. I know. We've been there, done that. I told y'all when I used to get beat up all the time. I used to get beat up almost every day. I mean, beat up till I had to go to the doctor. Listen to this. Two things I learned how to do, baby, is duck and run. Did you hear what I say? I knew how to duck and run. And if I saw where I could stick and move, like she said, I was going to stick, duck, and run still. Don't play. I'm just saying. Y'all getting it? Because if we do not get out of that state of being in the wilderness, that wilderness mentality, thinking, oh, it happened for them and not for me, then it ain't going to happen for you. What happened in the wilderness? Oh, I don't think that we'll be able to get out of it. You brought us over here so we could die. And guess what? That's what you're going to do. You're going to die right there. And that's what they did. I can't look at certain people when I'm preaching. Because that's what I mean. If y'all think about it, that's the logic. And it's written in the Bible. I'm not making this stuff up. For real. The Bible says that if you be greedy and all that stuff, it will consume you. What happened? They were so greedy. The Bible said that it consumed them. Baby, they were so greedy and glutton until they ate so. How many times you done ate so much just because it's good, not because you hungry, and you was miserable and felt like you was just going to die? Oh, you couldn't do nothing. You wanted to go to the toilet bowl and couldn't. The Bible says that they were so greedy when he did get them something that they complained about that they was regurgitating and came out of air a hole they had. Imagine that. And they killed them dead. How many times have you said you full of and it'll kill you? It will. How many times you done went to the doctor and they say, oh, you are constipated? Okay. It'll kill you. Take all that stuff in if you want to and don't let it out. That's just like us naturally. We got that wilderness mentality. We got unforgiveness. We're taking it in, but we ain't letting it out. It's okay. We got bitterness and hate. We're taking it in, but we ain't letting it out. So when something do happen, we explode like a volcano or we like a fire. Baby, oh, Jesus. I'm telling y'all. First natural, then that which is spiritual. I'm giving y'all these examples naturally because spiritually we are stuck. The Bible says they stayed there until they was made whole. How was they made whole? Because they had to get some things cut off of them. Let's go to Hebrews. There's some things that got to be cut off of us. Hebrews chapter 4. He says, keep everything that I tell you. If I tell you to do this, do it. If I tell you don't do it, don't do it. If I give you instructions, do it. He said, meditate on the things that I tell you, that you will be able to succeed in this life. That you will not be in a place of fear. You won't be worried. You won't be complaining. You won't be in a state or a manner of thinking you can't have, won't get, and can't get. You will not be in that. That's wilderness stuff. That don't belong to God. So don't y'all come talking to me the foolishness. Because y'all know already that I'm tearing it down. Bind it up. What we bind on earth, God say he'll bind in heaven. So it will not become in actuality. And if it have, he still gave you the power and the might to what? Pull it down, baby. You got the power to do so. Because you mighty through who? God. To the pulling down of what? That stronghold of the wilderness mentality. Casting down any and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of the truth. And what is the truth? The word of God. And the word of God ain't no joke. Hebrews chapter 4. And this is why we got to be circumcised by it. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I'm going to start again. The word, which is something that we all need to help us to do what? Succeed in what? This life. The word of God is sharp. What did he tell them? He said, sharpen y'all some knives. Because I need to cut some things back and pull some things and divide some things. I got to go in and cut. Don't y'all know the marrow is in the inside of the bone? So he just not going to get to the bone. He ain't going to just cut through the skin and the ligaments and all that and get to the bone and stop. No, baby. The Bible says he going to pierce through that. Piercing is a sticky on not in one area, but he say a two-edged sword. In two different places, he going in the inside of the mirror, and the Bible says he going asunder. So once he get in the inside, he going under that. Come out. And then pulling it apart. Baby, it's some things that we got to pull back. It's some things that we got to get cut out. It's some things that need to be divided from us and separated from us because we still in that mentality of where we don't supposed to be. It's some things that need to be uprooted and plucked out. And it's a whole bunch of stuff that need to be cut out. Because that's the only way we can succeed. Easier said than done. Heck yeah. Yes. For that thing that I desire to do, I do not. But that thing that I don't want to do, that's what I'm always doing. Because evil always, if it ain't one thing, it's another. No, yeah. That's the book, y'all. We don't want to be mad. We don't want to be hateful. I'm just mad right now, but I still love him. I'm just, I know me. You know what? I shouldn't have said that because I ain't mean it. No, you didn't. You was emotionally unstable, which ain't nothing good. When we in that state of the mind, I was on a phone call the other day and I was trying to encourage somebody for to come to church and because the Bible said we got to compel them because, baby, let me tell you, did y'all know this was the emergency room? Not just to come for an emergency, but for to come to get fixed, get help, release. Baby, this is the only place that I know where we could be made whole. Because even going to the doctor, they can't heal you. They can try to give you something to help you to be sustained. But they can't heal you. They can't fix it. You can't go to no psychiatrist, no psychologist. You can't go to no specialist. You can't go to nobody who got no PhD, no DFD, no HDD, or whatever. You can't. It's only a five-letter word that can do it all. And all you got to do is speak it. The name is Jesus. That solves it all. But it got to come through his word. And we got to have a heart to accept his word that we can be cut out. That, Lord, cut that thing out of me. Lord, move that thing out. Lord, how about, Lord, help me? Because let me tell you something. I know a whole bunch of us have holes in our tongue for biting it, ain't it? That, you know what, Lord, you said that we ought to be slow to speak, so I ain't going to say. But the thoughts. While you holding that tongue and moving it around in that mouth and swallowing that blood, the thoughts. What is the thoughts doing? Going back to the word, Hebrews. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. I'm talking the nitty-gritty, y'all. And of the joints and marrow. And is a discerner of the what? Thoughts and intents of the heart. Them thoughts. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So we ain't got no room, we ain't got no area, and we ain't got no place for no shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation, or doubt. We ain't got no place for that because everything gets open to the Lord. If he come to you and he reproving you or rebuking you or exposing some things that you feel like that, don't be ashamed of it because he's exposing that thing because you well on your way of doing what? Getting over it, crossing over it, getting past it, going through it. And the only way that you can get past it or go through it is if you experience it. And if you do not experience that thing, then you would not know how to be strong and not to be afraid. Don't be dismayed. See, we are scared of the Hittites and the Jebusites. Y'all better get like David. I'm telling y'all, that's my main man. Did you hear what I said? Because out of all the fears that was around them, David had no intention whatsoever of facing this thing. He had no intention whatsoever. He was just doing what? Being obedient. The Bible says, even in the midst of all David's sin, and y'all know he sinned, he killed folk, he manipulated, he even committed adultery and killed the man because he wanted the wife. The one thing that got God's attention was his obedience. Because he told him this right here. He said, because you're so obedient to me, say, girl, you're the apple of my eye. I'm going to give you everything you want. And please understand that your sins ain't going to go unpunished. David is the only one in the Bible that God gave a choice of how he was going to punish him. I do that with my grandkids. I said, what you think I should do? He told David, now you done did this and you done did that. Listen, the Bible says that David was a prophet too. The Bible says that God sent a prophet to him and said, you know, this man did this and this man did that, and then he killed somebody to do it, and such and such and such and such and such, and by you being a king, what you gonna do? It rose up in him. David said, I'm gonna have his head. I'm gonna get him killed. He will not go unpunished. The prophet looked at him and said, that's you. That's, I'm talking about you. So why you mad? Because God coming to correct you. You shame now. I could just see David chin all in his neck right there. He can't even look up. The Bible said, the Lord said, I'm going to give you three choices. I'm going to give you three choices. First, and I may not be in order, Lord, forgive me, but it's in the book. And y'all know I'm paraphrasing. He said, the first thing I'm going to do. This is one. This is where they get them three wishes from. Did y'all know that? They try to take the Bible and make a wish, you get three. And then, no. Okay. I'm back to serious now. Listen. The Bible says, the Lord said, first, second, and third, you got a choice. I'm going to cause famine around the whole land, and y'all gonna be hungry. Because you the head. If the head is sick, the whole body's sick. Y'all get it? He said, Lord. No. Let me tell y'all, David always thought about people. You hear me? He said, no, Lord, don't do that. Because they didn't do nothing. It was me. Don't punish everybody for my. Don't punish everybody. And then he said, okay. Well, how about I let your enemies overtake you? Now, you know, David was a man of war. And every war he went into, he lost none. He said, don't do that, Lord, because you know what? You know I got a whole lot of enemies and they ain't going to have no mercy on me. They're going to do all type of mess to me. Don't do that. He said, okay, so you want me to handle you? He said, yeah, you handle me, Lord, because I know you're going to have mercy. So, when God coming to you and he correcting you, or he telling you, do this, do this, do this, he having mercy on you right there, because he really, it's that grace, y'all, some will deserve. We really don't deserve to be pardoned. But because he's a God of second and third and fourth and fifth and 100 different chances, we cannot, shall not, and will not from this day forward be substance abusers. Because abusing what? Their mercy and their grace. So we want to be in a place and in a state that if your ways pleases me, I won't withhold no good thing from you. And so how can my ways please him? By getting rid of that wilderness mentality and allowing his word to cut, go in, divide, move, stick, move with that force. He said it's quick and powerful. So that word, that correction, that instruction is going to come to you right quick. And it's going to come to you with power. If somebody comes to you and I hit you with all my power, it's going to knock you out. If you hit me with all your power, it could very well kill me. I mean, powerful. It's quick and powerful and sharp. So when these things is coming, it ain't going to feel good. Is that the point? Yes, it ain't going to feel good. It ain't gonna sound good, especially if it's about you. So how about you all by yourself and the Lord correcting you about you? How many times you shake it off? Lord, I don't do that. Yes, you do. Now, he ain't had nobody come and tell you, and he's showing you himself, and you still don't want to take accountability. You still don't want to acknowledge it. All you got to do is acknowledge it and repent. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, how they humble yourselves under my hand of your chest, acknowledge it, confess it, Eric. Seek my face, then look for me. Pray and turn. So that means stop. Change. Do over. Fresh start. Keep moving forward. It doesn't matter. He said, then I will heal your land. And healing your land means your heart, that sadness, that depression, that fear. We better get like David. He never had any intentions of facing Goliath. He was just obedient. What he was doing, taking his brothers and them some food, bread and water, because they was on that. And when he got there, they was just talking. How many times you done walked in a place? Talk about event. How many times you done walked into a place and you know people talking about you or something going on or everybody? So when he walked up in there, he heard that man talking about that, had him scared. Even the king was scared. Saul was scared. All his people were scared. The Bible says David walked up to him, and his brothers were like, what you want? What you doing here? You don't even supposed to be here. What? Well, daddy told me to bring y'all some food. And then, what? Who is that? Who is that talking on that trash? Why don't you go back home to that way? Who is that? He just ignoring what his brothers are saying. Who is that? He didn't run and he didn't go back home. He went toward it. Sometimes you got to face some things. You got to face some fears. You got to face that shame. You got to face that embarrassment. You got to face that lie. You got to face you. You got to face you. Sometimes we got to face some things. And it may not feel good. It may not look good. And it may cause you to be afraid from them. This is what David said. David said, wait a minute, hold on. The Bible says that he was a short, red-headed man. He was a short, red-headed man. So he looking around. I could just see him walking up. Who is that? Wait a minute. I know where the king at. Can I talk to the king, please? So he went over there. The king said, who is this? I'm somebody that's going to handle this. Because y'all scared. He said, no, you a kid. He said, I know who God is. You may not. I don't know. You're supposed to be an Israelite, but I don't know. The Bible says that. I love David, y'all. I love that man. I'm telling you. The Bible says that. He said, okay, now anything. And anybody, you will have anything and anybody stand before your fear, before you will. Anybody in here? You? Don't nobody want to face their fear. Anybody in here want to face their fears today? Because I'm going to help y'all face them today. For real, y'all think I'm kidding, don't y'all? I'm going to help y'all face them today. So, David said, I'm going to go in and handle it. He said, you know what? Okay. Give him some armor. They put the armor on him. The Bible said it was just hanging off of him. And he was like, wait a minute. Not only is it too big and heavy, I ain't even earned that. He'll take it. I'm going just as I am. See, God wants you to come as you are. He don't want you to put on nothing extra. He don't want you to pretend. See, David wanted to pretend. Let me get up. David was not a pretender. He didn't want to put on a camouflage. He did not want to put on anything that he did not earn. He did not want to put on a mask because they gave him a helmet. And, you know, they gave him all that stuff. He said, I'm going just as I'm going We went. He said, you know what? I don't understand why you don't want to go to the army. You already a little bitty man. We're going to send a little man in. He said, y'all don't get it. I said this earlier. God prepares us for stuff. David was a sheep keeper. The Bible says that David said, you know what? I don't know why y'all looking at me as a weakling. I may be a little man, baby, but I got a big old heart and a big spirit. And that spirit that I got is God. What you mean by that? I keep sheep. The lions, the tigers, and the bears came and tried to take what I govern over. I did not run them out. I killed them all. I killed every last one of them. They couldn't have nothing that God got me governing over. So I'm going to tell y'all again, I got y'all. Listen to this. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that when he went, he had a sling and a little bag with rocks in it. He ain't using rocks. The Bible say he went to the brook and kneeled down and got to. He found smooth stones. And he only used one. The Bible says he put them stones in that sling. And he looked at, he walked up to him. The Bible said, he said, the giant. That's how the devil laughs at us, y'all. He laughs at us when he see we are in a pickle. When he see we in a place of being depressed. When he see that we in a place of anger or we cannot control ourselves. When he see that we are in a place where we cannot get it together. He said, you know what? Y'all sending me a key? You know what? Not only am I going to kill you, I'm going to cut your head off and I'm going to let the birds eat your brain. I'm going to do this. Baby said, who you think you is, you uncircumcised little son? You ain't nothing. Because what you're saying, it ain't going to prosper. What you thinking and why you standing before me, God got up, he got my back. Why you believing and you thinking that you're going to be an overcomer, I'm going to show you I ain't playing. You got the one of y'all. He got the running towards that. Sometimes you got the run towards that. You know what I say, baby? The Bible says that he threw that sling, and when he threw that rock, it landed in the middle of his head. Now, mind you, did nobody know that the giant was David? Stop running from your problem. Stop running from you. Stop what? Look at yourself in the mirror. You always point your finger, wagging your head at somebody else and say, I wouldn't do that. No, you wouldn't do it, but you can't. No, you wouldn't say it, but you ain't it. Oh, wait. No, you ain't saying it, but you acting it. Because let me tell you about gesture or facial expression. That's worse than words. That's worse than words. Did you hear what I said? When David ran towards that giant, he ran in strength and without fear. Exiting your wilderness. Who want to exit? Young kids, girl. Who really want to exit that wilderness mentality today? Who want to get rid of all that stuff that's hard to get rid of? You can take accountability and acknowledge it today. There's not one thing that we can ask God today. Listen to me. I'm telling you, the heavens is open. That you cannot get or obtain.
Remember what I just read. Them hidden motives and them hidden intentions. He may say that you're going to be a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, but what is your motive of being? Is you going to share or bless my name? Or is you going to be something? He prepares right now. He prepared his people before they crossed over to understand the concepts of receiving. He prepared them. He is preparing us today as we cross over that pain, that hurt, that bitterness, that shame, that fear. And I don't give a rat's tail what it is. Today is the day that you can face your fear and be released from it. That's if you choose to. We got a whole bunch of young people. And if we run out of pens, I got some money. If it don't want to write right, throw it away and get another one. Write down all this stuff now. Write down these things that got you into that wilderness mentality. I explained to you guys what a wilderness mentality in a wilderness state is. We don't want to stay in that place because guess what we're doing? Forfeiting our portion of the inheritance. We don't want to do that anymore. So if you depress, if you do, I said all that right. Well, I'm going to say it again. The wilderness mentality. Any sadness, shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation, doubt, any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, malicious thinking, evil thinking, wicked. I do not give a rat's tail what it is. Anything that you have not put your body under subjection for. It could be any and everything. I remember I told y'all I was a dope fiend. I'm going to say it again. I say, you know what, Lord? I don't want to do it, but if I don't, I'm going to kill somebody. And you said, thou shalt not kill. Baby, if I have a joint, I knew I was going to lose control with people and folk. Don't you have that baby right now? Tell them to calm down. You got to talk to situations. Talk to it. I'm in church. Sit down. You got to speak some things into existence and not how that went. Just like they spoke. Well, you brought us out into the wilderness to die. What happened? They died in the wilderness. We don't want to die in the state of mind that we are in. We do not want to die and not obtain what God has already promised us. We want any and everything to die that is not like God. We want his word to come quick and powerful and sharp so it can divide, go in, under, move some things, shuffle, and cut some things out of us. We need them to. Start right.
He leads me beside still waters.
Let this be your exodus today.
When you become a believer, your spirit is made right.
Exiting the wilderness. See, Moses let him in, but Joshua let him over.
It has a hold in it.
And in order for you to get over some things, that means you got to get some things cut out of you. And then you got to get past them. To pass on, you got to get past that. And you got to get past this. And you got. And God, let me give y'all the definition of past so y'all can really understand this.
Actions are not because their spirit is.
Why y'all right?
But it's because the past has left a hold in their soul. May this wisdom
to pass is to move in a path so as to approach and continue beyond something. You want to go beyond the place where you are, so that means you want some maturity. You want to go beyond that thought that you have, so that means that you have to think a different way. Be transformed in the renewing of your mind. You want to do some things that you normally do and get past some things. To pass is to go or make one's way through. You got to go through some things in order to get past some things. So do not think it's strange or the fiery trials that come and try you as if some strange thing has come upon you, because I'm going to say it again, tried and true. You have to be tried in order to become true in God. You have to be tried in order to see the things that's going on inside of you. God is not a God of fear. So if you want to get past that fear, then you got to know and realize that God is with you always. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. So you ain't got to be afraid of nobody. You ain't got to be afraid of nothing. Your heart ain't got to beat out of power. temptation that God has already put it in, all because you're going into a place of anxiety. God is not a God of fear. You ain't got to worry about what nobody's saying or what nobody's doing, or even if somebody's going to accept you and reject you. You ain't got to worry about that, because God say, I engrafted you into my fold. So you already been adopted, baby. And if you are adopted, you are not just an heir, but you are a joint heir. You got some stuff coming to you. And that stuff ain't all the time got to be materialistic. What stuff I got? I got peace because I'm resting in God, because I know, and I know, and I know, I know God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could think, ask, or even imagine. The Bible says it ain't even entered into my mind or my thoughts what he got prepared for me, all because I love him. Eyes have not seen it, neither ears have heard, or what he even got prepared for me. So he got to prepare me in order for the preparation to receive. And in order for that to happen, I got to first accept what? Accept his spirit, which is his guide, his teacher. He going to correct me. He going to instruct me. He going to show me. He going to warn me. Baby, and he going to be a keeper. Yeah, he's a keeper. That's if you want to be kept. That overthinking. They thinking I can fix it all or fix everybody. Yeah. Don't struggle. Get past your past. Because guess what? Your past is just that. You can't change it. You can't get a do-over. And hello, it don't even exist no more. So if somebody want to keep bringing up your past or keep trying to tell you, I know you. I know how you is. You ain't going to change. You ain't going to this. You ain't going to do that. Oh, you know what? That's why you back there and I'm up here. Because I done got past. I passed over that. So I'm in a whole nother place, baby. I'm in a whole nother territory. I'm in a whole nother region. And you're not familiar with it. So that's why you keep talking about something that you ain't familiar with, because you are in that same wilderness state. Come on, somebody.
Starting now, the things that hurt you in the past will control your future. Starting now, this is a new day
to get past some things.
You are officially
to get past some things.
Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Is to go from one quality state or form to another. To go from being control, ownership, or possession of one person or group to another. To advance or develop beyond. We want to go beyond that normal state. That state that got us feeling like, you know what, I'd rather just stay right here. I'd rather not. Well, then you stay right there. I'm not staying in the wilderness, baby. I'm not at the brink no more. I done passed over. I'm not looking behind me, but I'm pressing towards what's before me. I'm not going to allow what I'm going through right now to deceive me and to believe it, or even being blind for what I cannot see afar. And even if I don't know what's ahead of me, I'm trusting God, because he said he got a plan for me that is good and it's not evil. He got a future in store for me. So in other words, I claim, and I decree success over my life. Anybody else? Yeah. God is not a God of failure. Therefore, I know I shall prosper. I shall have good life. I shall have it in abundance. And the only way that I can get there is through Jesus. So I'm going to call on Jesus concerning my fears. I'm going to call on Jesus concerning my doubts. I'm going to call on Jesus concerning my pain and my hate. Because he's the only one that can make it right. He's the only one that can do it. Lord, deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us from ourselves. Remove all these things, Father God, that causes us to be hindered. Remove all these things right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to get into that place of degradation and even segregation. Thinking and believing, Father God, that it is not so, when you have already decreed it. Write these things down. Put it on the altar. And when you come to the altar, stay up here. Pray for yourself as I pray for you. Lord, remove these hindrances. Remove any shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation, doubt, and even compromising. Remove these things, Father God, that causes us to get into that place, Father God, of degradation and even segregation. Let us not get into that place and stay in that place, Father God, where you do not want us to be, God. You said, Lord, that you're taking us to another territory. You said that you're taking us beyond where we want to be, Father God. So we're going to trust you. We're going to trust you as being the sole source and the very essence of our creation. Because we know you got something planned for us. We know you want to do some things, God, that's out of the normal. Because you are an abnormal God. But we do know that there is nothing that is impossible with you. So we're giving it to you right now, God. We're casting our fears on you, God. We're casting our tears on you, God. We're casting our worries on you, God. We're casting our concerns on you, God. We're casting our life at your feet. We're surrendering it all today. We're emptying it all out, God, because we don't want to have this fullness inside of us, God, and it's causing too much clutter that you cannot get in. We're welcoming you in. We're offering you into our hearts. We're offering you into our lives. We're offering you into our situation. We're welcoming you in, God, in our marriages, on our jobs, in any okoshana. We're giving it all to you right now, God, because these seeds have a tendency, Father God, of causing us to be conflicted and restricted. Oh God, and we're removing the restraints on today. We're removing the limitations off of you, God, because we know that you are limited, God. We know that there is nothing that is impossible with you. We know that you're not just able, but you are capable. We know your arms are not slack, and neither are they short. We know that you are a God of reconciliation. We know that you are a God that can make all things happen. So we're going to give it to you right now, God. But everything that's hindering us, everything that's got us in that place, I tico none of the local sea, of that non-belief, that lost hope, I'm asking you to remove it on today, God. Remove all these things, Father God, that causes us to lose self-control, that causes us to get into that place, Father God, where we think that we cannot get out. Help us on today, Father God, and give your people a heart of acceptance. Give them a heart of acceptance, Father God, to accept that thing that they do not want to walk away from, to accept that thing that they do not want to stop doing, to accept it on today, Father God, that they will not put on a camouflage, that they will not put on a mask, and that they will go shine it like I see. Oh Lord, we putting it all down at your feet right now, God, because we know, Father God, that you are a big old feet. You got it. You got that. You will take care of that. You will move that. You will settle that. You will open that. You will close that. You will handle them. You will handle it. Oh God, we're giving it all to you right now, God. Everything, Father God, that we have no control over and we want to control. Everything, God, that we want to stop and we can't stop. Everything, God, that we want to be moved and we can't move it. Oh God, we're putting it all in your hands right now. We're giving it to you right now, God. The brokenness in the heart, the brokenness in the homes, the brokenness in the minds, every mental disorder, every physical condition, any and everything, God, that's causing us to be filled up with envy, jealous, all the stuff that causes us to covet, any and everything, Father God, we give it to you right now. We're releasing it to you right now, God, because these seasons overtaking us. We're releasing it to you right now, God, because these seeds got us in a place, God, where we don't want to be. We're releasing it right now, God, because you said, God, that you are God of love, power, and of a sound mind. We're giving it to you right now, God. Hey! 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 We call it on your name, Jesus, because we know your name, Father God, can stop some things. Jesus! We calling on you, God, because we have Koshana. Jesus, we calling on you right now, God, because we have no control and we know all power lay in your hands. Jesus, oh God, do it right now, God, and free us. Free us from our own selves. Free us from our own thoughts. Free us from our own imaginations. free us from the clutches of any and everything that causes us to sin or be witched in between. Help us on today, God. Purify our hearts, purify our minds, purify our bodies, that we'll walk in your holiness, that we'll be obedient, that we will not rebel against your word, because you said that you will withhold no good thing from us if our ways please you. Help us to please you, God. Help us, Jesus, because we cannot do it on our own. Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us not to be in that place of fear. Help us right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to denounce any and everything that's causing us to be hindered, that's causing us to be stagnated, that's causing us, Father God, to fall by the wayside, that's causing us to go to the right or to the left. Help us to go straight. Help us to move forward. Help us to press forward. Help us to seek your face. Help us on today to repent. Help us to return. Help us to pray. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Because of so many times, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have a tendency, Lord, of building up some walls that we think that we can protect our own selves. But Lord, I'm asking you to free us on today. Free us on today, God. Let us enter into that pedio cosia, that place of accepting our inheritance. Because you are not a God of fear. You are not a God of fear. I bind and rebuke that spirit of anxiety right now. I bind and rebuke that spirit of fear. I bind and rebuke that spirit of hesitation. I bind and rebuke that spirit of doubt right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I bless your name, God. You're so wonderful. Jesus. You said in your word that you're faithful. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. You don't go shunning it like I fear. Purify minds and our thoughts. Purify our hearts. Purify us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And tear down all the walls that we built up. Tear down all these things, Father God, that causes us to think your koto no makashana. Remove it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He come in the lokosia. Let us be whole. Let us be free. Let us be true. And give us a heart of acceptance on today, God. Let us exit out of this wilderness state, this wilderness mentality, the wilderness actions on today, Father God. Help us on today, that we would not be afraid to turn or be afraid to walk away. And so many times that we be afraid to walk away from some things or from some people or from some situations. Or even we be afraid to even face some things. But today we want to face all these things. We want to face all these things and release. So many times that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that things won't change or they won't pass. But I'm here to tell you today that they will. I'm here to tell you today that they can. Any and everything that's causing you to be discombobulated, don't be afraid to face it. Say hello to your new, y'all. Pray for yourself. Ask the Lord to help you to get past these things. We want to pass over this stuff. If you are not at peace, ask God to put you in a place of peace. He said, be strong. Only be strong and courageous. We want these things to be dissolved in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. You can open up and
We want to release all these things. And when you believe, when you put that stuff on the altar, release it all. Give it all unto the Lord. Don't hold nothing. Don't keep nothing. We want to hold, we don't want to hold on to any of this stuff. And we want to release it all unto the Lord right now. We don't want to keep that stuff. He come in the local shana. In the inside. He come in the local shana. Because that is not our portion. We want to say hello to the strength. We want to say hello. Thank you, Jesus. Claim your freedom. Claim it. Claim it. Claim your freedom. Claim your freedom. Jesus is the only one that can give it to you. Look into the depths of the heart of your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let them know who their future is. You are their future, Father God. They ain't got to stay in that place of depression. They ain't got to stay in that place of sadness. They ain't got to stay in that place of lost hope. They ain't got to stay in that place, Father God, that causes them to feel like they got be a full shut down, degraded or segregated. But we're calling on your name right now, God. We're asking you to fix it, change it, rearrange it. Do it for us right now, God. Do it for us right now, God. Because you're the only one that can do it, God. You're the only one that can do it, Lord. God is the only one. You ain't got to be brokenhearted. You ain't got to be in that place. On the count of three, I want everybody in this sanctuary to scream and release and give it all to them right now, today. Don't take it back with you. I gave y'all the word. I gave you guys examples. Today is the day that you want to exit that wilderness state. Today is the day that you want to prosper and pass over that thing. On the count of three, release. One, two, three, scream. No doubt and disobedience will hinder you from entering into his place of peace and rest. After y'all write these things down, please put them on the altar. Don't sit them on the seat. Fold it up, put it on the altar, and pray for yourself. This ain't the end of your story. This ain't the end of your story. But you want to kill any and everything that's making you think it's the end of your story. That's what you want to circumcise. That's what you want the Lord to cut off. glory, God. Father, touch each and every individual that's on that altar, God, as they release these unto you. Lord, sometimes it's kind of hard to just let it all out. So, Lord, we call it on your name, Jesus, yet again, that you may help your people, Father God. And I'm standing in the gap for them all. I'm standing in the gap right now, touching and agreeing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that this too shall pass. Let it not overtake us. Let it not overtake your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may enter into their new. Claim your new. Denounce the old. And claim your new. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Touch each and every individual on this altar, God. Touch their situation. You know them name by name. You know the very hairs on their head. You know what they need and even what they don't need. And you know how much of it that they need.
Chapter 14 captures God's people on the verge of a new horizon.
Claim your new.
They made their exodus out of Egypt.
Exiting your wilderness.
Captivity and bondage. They can see the land flowing with milk and honey.
Yeah.
They can see a season where they transition.
Are y'all listening?
Enough to more than enough.
Yeah.
They can see the season where they.
Do you see your new season? Do you see your new direction? Do you see your new attitude? Do you see your new? Why you going in that sea, baby? Remember, you exiting that wilderness. And you going over. You passing over to go into the new that you may be able to receive. Jesus.
Even if there isn't a way, he'll make
that. Y'all heard that? You may not see a way, but he'll make a way.
And many remember this story by God causing the wind to blow.
Jesus.
And part the Red Sea.
You got to claim it for yourself. I can't claim it for you. But I can touch and agree that it become an actuality. I can do that. And because we believe, I believe God. I know it is so. I declare and decree it now. What I read today, they stood still for 3 days. They stood still and was made whole. You got to let God make your situation whole. It could be your marriage. It could be on your job. It could be in your body. It could be your finances. It could be any and everything in your life, your children, your family. He can make it whole, baby. Claim your new. Claim your new. It's a new. It's a new. Lord, I'm thanking you all today. I thank you for the new. I thank you for the new. I thank you for the new.
Goodbye.
I thank you for the new.
So new horizon.
I thank you for the new.
So goodbye.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you take 30 seconds?
I thank you for the new.
Begin to give an exit to depression.
I thank you for the new.
To sickness.
Come on, y'all. Just start thanking them for the new.
Whatever's been bothering you. Goodbye.
If you believe it, you better thank them like you already got it, baby.
Goodbye.
I thank you for the new. Goodbye to the old. Goodbye to the past. Goodbye to the lost hope. Goodbye to depression. Goodbye to sadness. Goodbye to poverty. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye. It's a new. I'm letting it all go. Any and everything that caused me to be in that place, I'm letting it go.
I'm letting it go. That's it. I'm letting it go. I'm thanking you for the new. I'm thanking you for the new. I'm thanking you for the new. I won't be afraid to enter into the new. I will not be comfortable in the old. I'm thanking you for the new. I'm thanking you for the new, God. The new everything. The new everything. New, new, new. New, new, new. I'm not dwelling on the old. I'm getting past the past. I'm crossing over. I'm crossing over. Thank you for the new. God, you better thank him like you got it, baby. You better thank him like you done changed that situation. You better thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for removing depression. We thank you for removing degradation. We thank you for removing sadness. We thank you for healing the broken heart. We thank you for the entrepreneurship. We thank you for severing fear. We thank you for the marriages. We thank you for the bats of things that's hindering us. We thank you, God. Thank you. Jesus. We thank you, God, for the new. Goodbye to all that stuff that's stagnating me, that's hindering me. I want my portion. I accept my portion, Lord. I accept my portion, God. I accept my portion, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the spiritual elevation. Thank you for the maturity, God. Thank you, God, for the birthing of the new. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the financial breakthrough. Thank you, God, for the new. Thank you for the new. Thank you for the new. Thank you. Ain't nothing holding me back no more. That thought that had me in that place of thinking that I couldn't, I know I can. That thought ain't holding me back no more. Yeah. You better claim it. You better declare it. You better decree it. And in the midst of it, you better believe it. Because be it unto you according to what you believe, baby. It's what you believe for you. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, new. Hello, strength. When you thought you was weak, or you thought you couldn't get past or get over it, I accept it. Reintroduce yourself. Reintroduce yourself. Reintroduce yourself to your new. Because sometimes we lose ourselves and we forget who we is. We forget our worth. We forget we are valuable. Reintroduce yourself to a society of new, to a horizon of new. Jesus. 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 Activate your belief. Activate your faith. It unto you according to what you believe. And as for me, I simply believe God.
You are worthy, God.
simply believe God. I believe him. I believe him for me, you, him, her, they, we, all of us.
I believe God.
Do you believe him? You better believe him for yourself. What he said is true.
He always comes through.
I believe God. I do. Because I know he is not a God that shall lie.
Yeah.
And neither can he die. Activate your faith. Be it unto you according to what you believe. I believe God is going to work it out in the home. I believe he's going to work it out in the families. I believe he's going to work it out on that job. And work it out that you can get a job. How about that? I believe he's going to work it out in a brokenness in your heart. I believe he's going to mend that heart. I believe he's going to do that. I believe he's going to fix that marriage. I believe it. I believe he's going to open up a door that you thought was shut. I believe he's going to allow some people to cross your path out of the norm. I believe God. I believe that we all is entering into the new right now. I choose to believe. Do you choose to believe it for you? Believe it. Believe it. I believe we healed in our minds. I rebuke and bind up any mental disorders. I believe God. I believe we are healed in our bodies, no aches and pains. I believe God. I choose to believe. Everything that he said he's going to give to me, I believe it. Everything he said, I believe it. I believe God. Hey, I believe God. I believe him. I believe that he's working it all out for my good. I believe he got a plan for me that is good and not evil. I believe he got a future in store. I believe that. I choose to believe it. Everything he said. Everything he promised. I believe it. I believe that I am not great, but I am greater. I believe God. I believe him. Is you going to believe God? Are you going to believe what you see? Don't be deceived by what you see and what you hear, because everything that you see and hear is really not what it pertains to be. Everything that you're going through is necessary. And I believe that we are overcomers. I believe we're passing over. I believe we already passed over. We in our new horizon. We in a new territory. We in a new district. We in a new region. I believe God. I desire to receive it. So in order for me to receive it, I gotta believe it. So I believe God. Just hold your hands open and say, I receive it, Lord. I receive it, God. I believe it, therefore I know I gotta receive it. For the Bible says, be it unto you according to what you believe. Say, I receive it. Turn your hands like somebody giving you something. I receive it. That's it. Turn your hands like you're getting something from somebody. That outpouring, that land of milk and honey. Everywhere you tread your feet, you're going to inherit it. Everything you touch is going to prosper. Everything that you speak is going to come into existence. Everything that you believe, you're going to receive it, says the Lord. Be it unto you according to what you believe. I believe it for my children. I believe it for my family. I believe it for my loved ones. I believe it for my enemies. I believe it for my adversary. I believe it for any and everybody in here. I believe God. I choose to believe him. I choose to believe it. Therefore, I will receive it. Just say, I receive it. 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 I receive it.
If you believe it, you gonna receive it. You may be seated and go into your seat. Give it, I receive it, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to obtain it.
He always comes through.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe God.
I believe God. I believe Him. I believe Him. Shaquille, you're going to have another baby. I believe God. I'm going to say it again. Shaquille, you're going to have another baby. I believe God. I told you he was going to have another baby. You said, Pastor, I just had twins. She pregnant, y'all. Stand up and prove to what God says is true. I believe God. What he says is true. She just had twins. I said, girl, you're going to have another baby. She said, I am, Pastor. I believe God. If he said it, I believe it. If he said restoration in your family, I believe it. If he said restoration in your marriage, I believe it. If he said restoration in your heart, baby, I believe God. If he said he's going to bring some things into actuality that he has already told you, I even believe God. For you, I believe God for any and everybody in here. I stand on his word because I know he is not a God that shall lie. And guess what, y'all? You can't kill him and he don't die. I believe God. Do you believe God for you? If you believe God for you, be it unto you according to what you believe. And you could go out of here shouting and dancing and in a happy state. I choose every promise. Say it, girl. We cannot test. And I want the kind that don't drive itself because I need to be in control. God. I believe God. Y'all, I can't reiterate that. God said I'm going to be a billionaire. I believe him. You know why? Because in me becoming a billionaire, you may be a millionaire because I'm giving away some stuff. I like to share. I like to share. I ain't going to give you 200, baby. That ain't enough. I want you to be a millionaire because I'm a billionaire. How about that? I believe God. I believe God. Get a fleet. I see a fleet behind you. You know a fleet is not just one. I believe God. Huh? Say it again. Do it again.
Just believe the report of the
Make a choice to believe God. And when you become a millionaire, you already know what to do. He got you in practice now. I believe God. I choose to believe. I choose to believe that your business gonna catapult. You know what a catapult is, baby? It's something that just take off and it's taking flight. I believe God. I believe God. That when you paying taxes, it ain't gonna be you paying taxes or they taking money from you. It's gonna be you paying taxes because you working for yourself. I believe God.
I receive everything.
That there shall not be no lack. And everybody in here shall receive that milk and honey.
Overflow.
I believe God. I'm speaking it. I declare it. And I decree it in the name of Jesus. God, do you believe God? If you believe God, be it unto you according to what you believe. You gonna get a call. Don't worry. You gonna get a call. Don't worry. I believe God. I believe it. I believe he gonna save my children. Because he told me that he was gonna do it. Now he didn't tell me when, but because I believe it, I'm gonna receive it. I believe God. I believe each and every last one of us is going to be trillionaires. Spiritually as well as naturally. I believe that. I believe that. And in the midst of my belief and while I'm waiting, I'm just going to worship him. I'm just going to worship him while I'm waiting. Because I believe him, I might as well worship him now.
Because when I get it, I'm really going to be dancing, baby. You hear what I say? So I'm going to have some worship stored up. Because I may not worship him like I supposed to once I get it. Ha! Come on, y'all. Let's just worship him just for a minute. Tell him how much you love him. How much you adore him. Thank you, Jesus.
You can make
every tear you ever shed, baby, he's going to turn into joy. Do you believe that?
You can make.
Is you tired of crying? Please, Angel.
You can make.
You ain't going to cry no more. Believe that. Every tear going to turn into that.
You can make it through the pain.
Know your worth. God said we are valuable, God. He said that we are precious. Other people may not see your worth. And if they don't see your worth, they're not going to know, understand, or even believe the value that you obsess. I didn't say possess. I say obsess.
You can make it through.
Y'all know God obsessed with us.
You can make it through.
Okay, let me say this again.
You can make it through the
trial. I'm going to say it one more time, y'all. Listen.
You can make it through the pain.
Let me turn this down a little bit. I want y'all to get it.
And though you may not understand, there's a purpose, there's a plan.
Everybody may not understand your worth. Or even know or believe that you are worthy. Because they don't understand it. They do not know how to treat it. If I give you $1 million, you know the worth of it, right? So because you know the worth of $1 million, you'll know how to treat it. Because you want to keep that million. And in order for you to keep that million, you know you have to do something to make it. She said to make it last. So I can't keep spinning and thinking that it's going to. So what I got to do is do something that may bring it more value. And that value becomes interest. And it, say it. See, because she know this girl ain't work for nobody. Say abundance again. Come on, I'm trying to get y'all these nuggets. See, our worth to God is so valuable. That he said, if our ways please him, he won't withhold no good thing from us. So if you are doing things that's pleasing to him, you can get any and everything that you want. He says for us to meditate on him. He said, if you meditate on me, I give you the desires of your heart. Those are your wants, y'all. You ain't got to worry about what you need because he already said he's going to supply that. Automatically, he gonna supply your needs. Automatically, you ain't even gotta ask him. Okay, wait a minute. I'm gonna go up here. You do not have to ask the Lord to give you what he already know you need, because he already done told us he was going to supply our needs. He didn't say he said every. He gonna supply. Want, right? We want a little more than what we just need. We want some more shoes. We want a Tesla. We want a husband. We want the husbands we got to act right. We want a fleet. A trust. Not a truck. We want. He said, delight in me, meditate on me, and I'm going to give you the desires of y'all. Those are them wants, y'all. You only meditate on something that you believe in, right? I'm going to play that song again. I
I believe God. Just believe Him. Because if don't nobody else know your worth, God does. And in the midst of Him letting you know that you are worthy, your value becomes more valuable. And it may take some people and some folk time, years, weeks, months to see your value. And in you waiting, worship God. Because in your waiting and you doing that thing that pleases God, He ain't gonna withhold no good thing from you. It does not mean that you're waiting on that person, but you're waiting on His will to be done. Nevertheless. And I believe God. Y'all believe God? Give Him a hand clap of praise like you mean it. I believe God. And I believe it's already done for each and every last one of y'all. Do it for me too. Do that for me too. Come on. Pam did that thing. She's like, do it for me too. I believe God. For real. I believe God. I believe it's okay to run, shout, scream, holler. Y'all already know I be busy as a polecat the time I leave because I believe God. Oh, I believe God. I pray to God it was something said today to make y'all ponder and consider. Because it was good to me. See, I'm going to say it one more time. Moses led him into the wilderness. But in order for them to pass over, they had to leave some things behind. Exiting your wilderness. That's the name of the sermon. Let it all go. Now, did everybody let everything go? Because everything you put on that altar, you better not put back in your pocketbook, your billfold, your what? You better leave it there. Because I believe God. Y'all believe Him? You believe Him for you. See, I don't want you to. If you come in one way, I want you to come out another. That's what I want. She came in sad, broken, and hurt. She said she can't even stop smiling. She stopped smiling since she left that altar. I believe God. When you release and let go and get it, I'm telling y'all, you got that assurance and confidence because you believe God. For real, for real. I choose to believe. I love you guys so much. I hope she gave y'all some water. We get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hands. You know, girl, come on, help the people. Just trust Him. And in the midst of you trusting Him, in the midst of you waiting, I dare you to worship Him. I dare you to worship Him. I dare you to praise Him. I dare you to tell Him how much you love Him. Anybody need offering envelopes, raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible declares that we ought to give God 10% of our increase. If you get a dollar, He only want a dime. If you get a thousand, He only want 100. Here, somebody up here, baby. Tithes and offering. The Bible said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And try me if I'm not a man of my word. If I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, you won't have room enough to receive. He just talked about that overflow, didn't he? That, did you hear what I say? That overflow. He said He gonna keep the creditor away. He gonna sustain you. You ain't gonna lack none. And you gonna have any and everything that you need. And then people gonna look at you and think that you are a millionaire when you just walking in millionaire status. They don't know, cause they gonna be, ooh, you look so good. Yeah. Yes, sir. I believe God. I love y'all so much. That thing ministered to me, so I could not even stop crying before I got that. Because God got something for all of us. Let me step back here a little bit. He got something. He want to give us that thing. That it. Oh, God got something for all of us, y'all. Do you believe me? In the midst of you believing him, just worship him.
You really believe him tonight?
I pray y'all hold on to this word.
You can take him at his word.
Because he can't lie, neither can he die. Take him at that thing. Did you hear me back there, girl? He got something in store for you. What you saw the show you with, there's no way you could so love and open it and help and be kind of it that you don't get it back. That is not how it works. And what is that? Chi-Chi, what you sow, that shall you reap. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. In good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. And it does not just mean money. It could be stuff. It could be a hug. It could be an encouraging word. It can be favor. Say favor ain't fair. People be looking at that and you deserve that. Look. The Lord will bless you even when you think or know that you don't deserve it. Am I kidding? Say. Baby, look, because every good and perfect gift come from above, and he what? Add no sorrow. You ain't got no sorrow whatsoever. And you ain't got to worry about the next da, 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 da. But you was worried about it in the beginning. But now you ain't got to worry about it because he signed, sealed, and did what? Say delivered. That's the kind of God I saw. So I'm going to say I believe God. I believe God. I just see new. Y'all know I'm finna play that, don't y'all? Y'all ain't know I'm finna play that. I'm finna play y'all. See, y'all give y'all ready to dance. Cause I'm finna play that thing. Did you hear what I say? Give me a second. For yourself. Thank you.
have never heard that. I already was stuck on no. Now I'm stuck on a run for more. A run for more. A run for more. Just get to top of my mind, baby. I want that bling. I want that. I just get this all the more. I should have never heard that right there. I already was stuck on no. He done corrupted me.
Just what he gave up to us.